Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Lovely. Pastor Katerere, good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon, my brother. I hope you are well.
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you very much.
Fantastic, man. I hope your day has been good, eh?
No, so far so good. The blessings of the Lord everywhere. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Glad to hear that. Now, we're continuing to speak about free will versus predestination. We spoke about predestination on the first day, free will yesterday. Now, free will is a dangerous thing, man, in the hands of the uninformed or misinformed. And so how do we handle our free will in this generation? It tends to pick up a Bible only once a week and barely invest any time into Bible study. And that those people want to then exercise free will is a very dangerous thing. Now, Pastor, seeing that we are living in an increasingly biblically illiterate generation,
yes,
will God be lenient and take our ignorance into account come Judgment Day?
That's an amazing question. That's an amazing question, because it is a question that is speaking of justice and also speaking about mercy. So the idea is about looking for that balance between justice and mercy, especially now for someone who didn't know. So they committed a sin, they did something that is wrong, but literally they didn't know. They have no exposure to the word of God, where God says, no, you have to do it this way. Now, if we go to Psalm 89, verse 14, the Bible says, righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. So in other words, he is a God who is righteous, he is just, and mercy is always seen in everything that he does. So mercy is a recurring theme when you look at the word of God. He even says in Ephesians 2 verse 4 to 5, but because of his great love for us,
yeah,
God who is rich in mercy made us live with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace that you have been saved. So it tells me that there is this aspect of mercy. But how does that aspect of God forgiving us, especially when we know or when we don't know, how does it work? Because remember, we spoke of accountability yesterday.
Yeah.
Now, so Jesus taught that people are accountable for the knowledge that they have received.
Mm.
So you are only accountable for the knowledge that you have received. That's why in Luke chapter 12, let me just check, I have it close by here. It says, Luke chapter 12, verse 47, it says, the servant who knows the master's will does not get ready or does not do what the master wants will be beaten with many blows. But the one who does not know and does things deserving punishment will be beaten with few blows.
Mm.
From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much more will be asked. So in other words, he is not a God who requires us to be answerable on things that we don't know. That is why also in Acts, the famous chapter 17:30, it says, in the times of ignorance, God winked at. But now he commands all men everywhere to repent. Maybe the only problem, my brother, that is there is, The Bible is not the only source of knowledge.
Mm.
The Bible is not the only source of knowledge for us to know right and wrong. No, because the conscience speaks to us. Even for someone who hasn't read the Bible, you know that killing is wrong. You know that stealing is wrong. Some of them, they look more like ethical laws, but that is actually God. That is actually God. It is because of what we call the natural revelation or general revelation, where God speaks to us through nature, through things that are around us, even for those who haven't read the Bible. So God forgives those who don't know. But for those who know, and you decide to go the other way around, the punishment, then it will definitely come.
Now tell me, Pastor, what are the dangers then of free will in the hands of a person who is like truly uninformed? When I'm saying truly uninformed, I'm talking about a person who may, you know, have the idea of the concepts, but really a terrible misunderstanding. They go to church religiously. Come Sunday morning, they're wearing their clothes and they're on their way to worship God. And this is genuine, but truly, truly uninformed. What then?
So maybe I can share this, which is a bit personal. I was born in an ATR family, an African tradition religion family. I wasn't born Adventist. I wasn't born Christian. But my family practiced a lot of this ATR things. And my grandfather was actually a well-known sangoma. I saw him heal many people, and I even had some challenges as a young boy growing up, and he assisted me health-wise. The knowledge that I had then did not see anything wrong with everything that was happening around me totally. And what had been exposed to me growing up, unfortunately, I didn't have access for me to know anything that is outside that. I converted into Catholicism. I got baptized into Catholicism. For the greater part of my young age, I was Catholic until time when I started to read the Word of God and started to question. Unfortunately, I was actually chased out of the catechism because even after I was baptized, I continued in the catechism class, which is almost like the baptismal class for preparation for baptism. But I had to be chased out because of the many questions that I had. I had started reading the Bible from Genesis, going one by one, chapter by chapter, and I had more questions versus the things that I was being taught in that class. So you will notice that there are many people outside there who are following. It's like you are here in Johannesburg and you are traveling to Cape Town, but when you reach Bloemfontein, there's a sign that is facing the opposite direction of Cape Town, showing that is where Cape Town is. For someone who doesn't know, they'll automatically follow that sign and say that is where Cape Town is. So they'll start to follow that. So you'll notice that in this world, we do have many people who are lost sincerely, passionately lost. They pray, they do everything according to the book, according to the knowledge that they have been given. And for sure, God is going to judge them according to the knowledge that they received only. They are not going to be judged according to the knowledge that somebody else who knows more is going to be judged with. But it also requires us not just to follow people, but to go back to the Word of God. So there's a danger in this thing that is called free will, where out there, there is many material. There's a lot of material. Go to Google. You can get a lot of religious material. You can consume as much as possible, but it requires one to go back. Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20, to the law and to the testimony. If they don't reveal anything according to this word, then there is no light in them. So we need to test that free will that we have. We need, before we make any decision, we have the free will, but we need to test it. And the litmus test that we need to put it under, it is the Word of God, because it is the true Word that comes from God.
Yeah, no, that's true. Now, the last question, Pastor, and I like the example about yourself, you know, that you made, and perhaps it can help many. Now, with so many teachings around, and, you know, making an example of a person, you know, showing Cape Town the opposite direction, etc., and many contradictions, you know, appear in teachings, and even in the very key aspect actually pertaining to salvation itself. Now, how does one then get correctly informed to make the right decision about salvation specifically?
Okay, thank you very much for that. During a period in history where they called that are called the Dark Ages, and a period before then, the Bible was specifically to be read by a specific group of people. It was not an open book that is for everybody else. But in actual fact, the Bible is for everyone, literally everyone. our problem that we have, we take the words of our prophets, the words of our teachers, of our pastors as scripture, when in actual fact there is scripture and we can be able to go and tap directly inside there. So the first thing that I would say is we need to seek God with an open heart, a sincere heart. So where you approach the search with a genuine desire to know God and to understand his will, you take the word of God as the primary source. So instead of us going to Google or reading other extra material first, take the word of God first. Pray about it. Read the word of God. Let it be the guide. Even God, even Jesus himself, he says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. So that scripture will be revealed to you what God is saying. So that's the first thing. So the first thing I would say, we need to search the scriptures. So for anybody who's outside there, instead of you just following, you need to go back and read the word of God. Mm. Prayer is also very key.
Yeah.
Regularly pray, ask for guidance, ask for wisdom, ask for discernment. He is a God who's going to give us all those things. We can be able to understand the scripture. The Holy Spirit can be able to speak to us as we read scripture. All we need to do is to just dedicate ourselves to that. And lastly, after you have heard that sermon, after you have heard the prophet, after you've heard a friend or whoever speak about God, go and interrogate that with scripture. Go back, sit down, read the scripture for yourself, everything that was being said, and you can be able to even understand the word of God, the word of God more. Interpretation of the Bible is not a private affair. It is a public affair. It is open to literally everyone. There's no one who has rights that are sold to themselves to read and interpret scripture. We can also be able to do that in the confines of our homes.
Beautiful. Well, I think that is very encouraging to hear, Pastor, because some of these things, especially for a newcomer into the faith, it may be quite daunting and quite threatening, looking at all of these jargons and different teachings. It could be actually a confusing maze, as it were, but I think you have helped give us direction. Your parting shot today?
I would say, do not lose heart. Do not lose heart at times when you don't understand things. Some even when you go to the book of Daniel, there were things that he didn't understand that were revealed to him later. Allow yourself to grow in faith slowly, but continue to read and pray. There is more power in prayer. There is more power in studying scripture. We know God more through study and prayer.
Beautiful. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us. Have a fantastic afternoon further.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Blessings. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.